Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, and I'm streaming to you live from upstate New York. Welcome to the new channel, and the gang is all here tonight, folks. Tarzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. So take off your shoes, throw them in the corner, put the coffee on, because the only ones missing have been you. So get in here and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's up first?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
Stand first.
Who?
Stand playing first base.
Who?
Stand first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Welcome to yet another night with, you know who. Real quickly, I want to do a sound check. And this is at the point where I'm really grateful for chat rooms so I can get instant feedback as to how you guys can hear me. Let me know how well you can hear me. There's been some issues with our internet here, and we've had a storm. And I just wanted to check out the Skype to make sure that you can hear me okay. So let me know how well you can hear me, so we can all hear our my dear friend Swamiji, Swami Sadashiva Tirtha, who's my very special guest with me tonight. Actually, I'm with him. I'm at his place at his ashram, and have had a wonderful time. He's a wonderful guy, great musician, and I just want to check to see what we sound like here. We sound a little muffy. That could be the microphone, though. I just wanted to make sure we were clear, because I'm using the external microphone because we're in for a treat tonight, folks. Swami G and Daddy G are going to be doing a little music. Actually, Swami G is—he's quite the guy. He's a cowboy Swami shaman, also a musician, and. Yeah, okay, we're getting feedback that I guess we're sounding okay. So, my friend Swamiji, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? How do you got to be an honest-to-goodness Hindu Swami and all of that? So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in a log cabin, much to Mrs. Lincoln's surprise. No. I wanted to use that one for years. Well, we're sitting here around the farm, me and Gary, and Gary's a master builder and visionary of sorts. He invents things in his mind, and we build them right here on the farm.
We built an outdoor privy, ladies and gentlemen.
You're privy to some new information, just I might say. He designed the door handle. He designed the a lot of things. Yeah, you come on over, you'll see. We'll put some pictures on Facebook by the end of the summer, and you can see those things.
Right.
And so it's great having Gary here. It's a real pleasure and a treat. And get to know him. Yeah. So let's answer your question in a longabout way.
Okay.
And that pretty much covers everything I can think about. Well, I was, I've been basically on the Indian path, even unconsciously before I knew it was in existence. When I was a kid, I thought I saw the world in different ways than most people, and thought I was the only one in the world who saw the world that way. And then one day I saw a poster in the 60s. Back then we had big posters. And it said, if a man cannot keep pace with his companion, perhaps it's because he hears the beat of a different drummer. Let him step to that beat, no matter how measured or far away. And that was a time-changing moment, a life-changing moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else also travels to the beat of a different drummer. And that was Thoreau, who read the Gita, read the Upanishads, all the Hindu Vedic scriptures. And from then on, I just keep falling into it, really. You know, it's, my life has never been a straight line. I just take a step in a straight line and go straight down right into the hole.
Right.
And the hole was usually India, India type of things, yoga, meditation, back in 73, 74. Taught meditation and yoga through the early 80s. And by the late 80s, I went to India. And that's where I met my guru. And by 1990, he recognized me as a Swami. And, you know, Swami, how I love
you. Oh,
yeah,
my dear old Swami.
And then, so that's how that part happened. And then back in 2009, I think it was, I went to Ecuador to the Amazon rainforest, and I met a couple of shamans there, and they recognized me as shamans. And so it was pretty much, again, you know, just you fall into the, I fall into these things. I didn't go to school for these things. I didn't say I want to be these things. They came to me, and I have to say, you know, as wonderful as they sound, it's a lot of life to go through. And that's, it becomes worth that compensation, you know?
Right?
You know, it's not the easy road to take to get those recognitions. So it's not like I'm jumping up and down going, "Hey, look at me, look what I got."
Right. Well, how did you get to be a cowboy, Swami? Swami is noted for wearing a cowboy hat and singing songs and stuff like that. How did that come?
Well, that was the funny part. I was just buying the house that we're in tonight. And I was walking around with a baseball cap to keep the sun out of my eyes like I like to do in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so bright up here in Butternuts Valley that I needed more of a brim. I needed a 360 brim, or at least 180 brim. And so I started looking around for sombreros. Nothing other than party hats. And I just kept searching the web, and then I saw cowboy hats made in Texas, and that got me to some pretty good wide brim hats. And then one of them happened to be, guess what color?
Orange.
Orange. Glad I asked that question. And I said, holy cow, not only do I get a cowboy hat, but an orange cowboy hat. And I've always loved the cowboy mystique, and, you know, the Not the hard truth about what the cowboys did, you know, to the Indians, but the ones that were romanticized, ethical and conscientious and loved nature and were loners, you know, they loved to be out in nature by themselves and connect with nature. And so, you know, it was sort of like a late. I always, when I was a kid, I took the aptitude test for career. and go through the booklet, and every page they asked, one of the options was a cowboy. So I just kept saying cowboy. I always want to be a cowboy. So I got, again, just in a roundabout way, it all sort of comes to you.
Right.
You live long enough, you know. Somebody takes pity on you and says, all right, here you go. Throw them a bone.
So mothers don't let your babies grow up to be cowboy shaman?
Maybe if it's not if you want to have grandchildren. Monks don't do well around mothers. Mothers are not very happy around monks. Not if it's their child.
Right. Well, we're in for a treat tonight because he's going to grace us with a couple of songs that he's written, and. Again, thank you, Swami, and thank you, everyone, for showing up.
Thanks for having me, Gary, and howdy to everybody in the chat room.
Please come filing in. Yeah, they're showing up.
I take requests. Of course, I don't know any songs but my own, but you can make all the requests you like. I can play Far, Far Away.
He's got some good ones, too, guys. We're going to be doing going to a fair or a gathering, some sort of an outdoor deal tomorrow.
Wow.
Where Swami's going to be performing outside and performing some of his songs locally here at a county fair or something.
Hey, it's a local group right from the Butternuts Valley that
right.
They work hard all year, and they said, let's have a celebration time. So
great.
It's just right here in our town, and it's a nice group and a nice way to get the fingers limbered up and the vocal cord voicing.
Right. So you got a couple of songs that you've done. What one you want to do first? Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, I can start with one that. How did I do this? I think I was giving a workshop down in Florida about a year ago. There's a Colombian shaman down there, and she invited me to give a workshop. And right in the middle of it, the energy of the group. I just came up with this little song. It's called "It's All Right, You Are Light," and it's just an uplifting song to remind us we are light, and it's all right. Everything's all right because we're light, and if we put our attention on light, we are spirit. You know, we are the light of spirit,
right?
And we're not these material things. And when we focus on the material, that's when we get bumped on the head, bumped on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not scraped on the knee, stubbed on the toe.
Right.
So it's just, you could sing along, it's all right, you are light. And then the second part of the story is I was performing this in Guatemala last year and at a dinner restaurant. And so I asked the folks there, how do you say it in Spanish? So I can now sing it in bilingual.
Excellent.
Yes. It's all right, you are light. It's all right, you are light. Joy, 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 joy. Está bien, tú eres. Está bien, tú eres. Está bien. Go, 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 go. Everybody, it's all right. You are light. Say it's all right here. You are light. It's all right, 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 'cause you are light. Joy, 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 joy. Está bien, tú eres tú. Está bien, 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 tú eres tú. Está bien, tú eres tú. go, 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 go. Joy, 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 joy.
Hey, all right.
Listen to that.
The crowd goes wild. Where's the campfire?
Where's the campfire? Right,
it's out there in the rain.
Yeah, we had one last night. You have to light one by you. That's the community. We all
right.
light our own fires. And, yeah, if it wasn't raining, we could have done this outside.
Yeah, we could have.
Down by the campfire.
Rub two Indians together.
Or two Boy Scouts.
Yeah, Boy Scouts. Gilbertsville, right?
Gilbertsville, that's what it's good.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Gilbertsville in the. I want to hear that Gilbertsville.
Well, it's funny you should ask about Gilbertsville because I happen to write a song about it, and this is as with all of my songs, they're true stories.
A cute song.
And basically, when I first came here, it's a town of about 200 people, and there's a post office, and next to the post office is three Tudor buildings. Just all really one building with three Tudor designs. So it's three businesses in one building. And it's an ice cream store. It's a convenience store and a knitting store, fabric store.
Right.
And so Gilbertsville had three stores, and I was just stoked to be living in an area which is so quaint and so, it didn't change all these years. And so I wrote this song, and it's called Gilbertsville Only Got Three Stores.
Come on over, I got something to say. I just moved to Butternut Valley. Evergreen, the air so pure. Living paradise for sure. Gilbertsville only got three stores. Big red barn, got no cows. Kindness artist is here now. And you know wherever you go, people stop and they say hello. Gilbertsville only got three stores. Back in 1788, Gilbertsville got a couple of acres. Names lied, I said it went. And nothing much has changed since then. Gilbertsville, oh God, we know. I say, I know the name is only so near. Except the turkeys and the sacred deer. Ringtail hogs circle around my swamp. Man, I'm good after anything. Oh, Gilbertsville, only got three stores. I saw another store. I turned a corner and I saw some more. Gilbertsville, it has got eight stores. Oh no, man, Gilbertsville
only's got three stores.
So how many stores does Gilbertsville really have?
Well, that's funny you should ask. If I keep singing it, maybe just well. I shouldn't. Yes, three stores, three Tudor stores, and a couple others. But there are only about 200 people in the town.
What's the population of Gilbertsville?
I think it's about 200.
200?
Yeah. Yeah, because butternuts is about 2,000. And that's, you know, the whole farmland. And it doesn't seem like it can be 200, but I think that's what I saw on the internet. Well, we went to this morning to the farmer's market, which was real sweet. We got some, talk about sweet. We got some sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet is an underestimation of the.
I've got the sweetest corn I have eaten in a very, very long time.
And a sweet deal.
Amazing.
13 ears of corn for $4.
Sweet
deal on sweet corn.
Sweet like candy.
Oh, man.
It's amazing. You got another song for us?
Just a little bit of a bluesy instrumental. Daddy G theme song.
Gia feels like she should be out on a rotting wooden front porch in an old rocking chair.
That's it. That's exactly you. Beautiful. You got exactly the image that I play. I even wrote a song called Country Porch Physician, which is about two people sitting on a rocking chair talking about life. And every once in a while, the doctor will say something about somebody's health,
uh-huh.
But otherwise, it's just living, country living.
Let's hear it.
Oh, man. After a break, I'll have to go get it. That one I didn't have planned.
Okay.
Do you have some music to play?
I can play a couple of songs, and we'll come back.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and do that. Right now, I think... What can I do? I know what I can do. Because it's simply just different hurts.
When I was a young boy, simple with a trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
For tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks, refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Welcome to the new channel, everyone. And again, thank you, Ketter, for allowing me to host on New Era Do. We got a little Fleetwood Mac live. This a little more, you know. Welcome, everyone.
Yesterday's gone.
a little southern rock and roll never hurt anybody. I am one of those. Rock on into the night.
Got my girl by my side. We both a little
Your DJ has only just begun.
And the chocolate fountain is open. Thank you. stay tuned. Stay with me. I've got some Stevie Ray coming up. And then we'll mix it up a little bit.
Okay, we're back live. Back here live with Daddy G and Swami G.
It's a pair of G's.
Yeah, it's a pair of G's. Yeah. We've got pair of G, we've got apogee. I don't know. Or apathy. I don't know. It could be a little bit of both. Well, anyway, Swami's going to grace us with a couple of songs. He's got the one.
Country Porch Physician.
The Country Porch Physician. Yeah, right. And let him. Tagia, yeah. When she left, she had to go to bed, but she can come back and check on the archives. She's a darling. She's a regular on the show, and she's down in Florida. Bless her heart. I hope so, too. And, yep, see you in the Garden of Dreamland. Well, anyway, here is Cowboy Swami. And the Country Porch, why am I having trouble saying that? The Country Porch Physician. Here we go.
Yeah, so this is, you know, for many, many years I've practiced, and then I had a school of practice teaching people to practice Ayurvedic health. And I came to the conclusion that that being a quote-unquote healer, it's not like, okay, from 9 to 5, you're a healer, and then the rest of the time, you're you. It's like life is life. Just live your life. Health is a part of life, and it's not separate. So you're sitting on the porch with your friend hanging out, your neighbor, talking about life, and in the middle of it, he asks you a question about his health, or he doesn't even ask you. He mentions, oh, my shoulder hurts. You go, oh, why don't you try this? And you just continue with your life. And it's that natural of a concept. And so instead of having clinics in the future, you live your life. And I think even to take one step further and a little bit off the topic is, instead of health centers, we'll have joy centers. Instead of going to get help, you'll go to get more joy. So anyway, back to the Country Porch Physician. Talking crops and weather, and in between your condition, what could be better than a country porch physician? Sitting on the porch in a rocking chair inside.
show me how you did it. So let me all see. I'm in over the top. That's no lie.
How's your arm? Well, I can only raise it this high. I used to be able to raise it that high.
What's your condition? Got your boy's
Doc, I always got pain when I drink my tea. Well, take the spoon out of the cup. How'd it work putting that elevator oil in your truck? Oh, it had it ups and downs. Yep.
All right.
Yay. All right, that was the
big. Yeah, you warned me. There were a couple of groaners.
Groaners. We were groaning the groaners. So that's that. I had some more lyrics in there, but I figured that. You get, you get
the king of the groaners here, but anyway.
Keep groaning. Keep groaning. So, yeah, let's see. We can play another song.
What's the next one?
Another song. This is one. This is a great little story. A little boy about 6 years old. I once said to him, what brings you joy? And he said, when Buddha and Allah talk with me. That was his answer, 6 years old. Pretty heavy. So one day he said to me, what happens to your body when it dies? So I explained to him that the body is like air. Air is everywhere. And if you have a cup and there's air in the cup and the cup breaks, is the air still there? You know, and air is in your clothes and air is in your hair. And that's, we're like that. We're soul, and soul is everywhere. And he gets very wide-eyed. He says, you mean I have air in my clothes? It just fascinated him. So I don't know what he got out of that, but I wrote a song about it for him or for all kids of all ages, and it's called Air Is in Your Hair.
Great.
And it goes a little something like this. No, it goes exactly like this. Start that one again because there wasn't enough air in my brain to get it right.
Welcome to the world of live radio.
This is Dying on Live Radio. One more time, three times a charm.
Okay.
Solo, but the harmonica took a hiatus.
Ah!
It
It slipped out of the bracket.
It took a detour.
You should see this, ladies and gentlemen. He's
It's quite a bracket.
He looks like an orange Bob Dylan with the guitar and the harmonica holder and all that. It's quite a thing to witness.
May you always be courageous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth. You let the truth surround you.
Sounds like an orange song.
Aren't you glad it wasn't?
Yeah.
All right. So, what else can we play?
We got another one.
We got some more. This one, let's see. This is
Don't worry, we'll get back to some other music here.
We'll get back to music in a minute. This is a song about people blaming other people, which sounds familiar, doesn't it? We always blame, oh, that person made me feel this way.
All
know.
That Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, if it wasn't. Yeah. So it's all about, there's an old expression, whenever you point your finger at blame, you have three fingers pointing back at you.
Right.
And so that's what this song is here. So you try to live by the good book, but your paper has a different point of view. But if you tell your point of finger in vain, you got three fingers pointing back at you. Oh, Lord, I pray if my heart is breaking, something that you will never do. But every time you point a finger in vain, you got three fingers pointing back at you. Curly's on the left, Bob's on the right, arguing you will never do. Oh, every time you point a finger in vain, they got three fingers pointing back at you. Paperwork, trying to turn a page with breathing while playing and strumming, it did quite work.
That's okay. Now you read those words. We'll move on to some other words.
This is a song. This is a very deep song. It took me about four years to write this one here. I'll just get into it. It's called Simple Life.
I don't own the songs I sing. They just flow out of me. Happiness is a simple life, the way it ought to be.
Okay, hope you like that one.
That was deep. Yeah.
That was deep.
It took four years to write.
1 year per sentence.
Ah. Wow.
So, these are some of the first songs that I've written back in back on the beach. I'd walk on the beach, and as I'd walk to the beat of the walk, songs would come to those beats.
Yeah.
And one of the first songs I really, well, I had written songs earlier. I used to, when I was a kid, I'd listen to, like, I think it was ABC Radio with Cousin Brucey at night.
Oh,
for those. He's around. I think he's on FM radio or something these days, Sirius Radio. Mm-hmm. And I listen to these songs, and I would just make up my own lyrics and lying in bed at night. It wasn't years later till I actually really started putting them down.
Didn't Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah.
Wasn't he on Cousin Brucey? Or was that Dr. Demento? It might have been Dr. Demento.
Oh, I don't know. I saw Cousin Brucey live once in our hometown.
Yeah.
That was really cool. And that was in the 60s when they had saxophones in the rock bands. I love saxophones.
Sure.
They were Bill Haley and the Comet, the big bass.
Oh, yeah.
The big bass and the
right.
sax. And that was pretty good rock and music back then.
Yeah, remember in the days?
The Bop Sound.
The old days. Well, you know, you youngsters don't probably know Bill Haley and the Comets. Now you probably know Marvin Smith and the Sunspots. We got some sunspots the last few days. But when I was a kid, I had a pet dinosaur. We'd drive on down here, Billy Kane.
I had one too, and I fell off. I fell off in many times listening to the jokes. You had to.
Oh, those are the old jokes. So, you want to hear another song? I guess.
Yeah, let's do one more.
And then,
maybe do another
or not. Let's see. This is a song. Well, this is a song basically, you know. Let's see if I can do this song. That was going to lead to a song that might be worth more singing.
One song leading to another.
Song lead song. Oh, that one. That's cool. I had one called 2010 is 2012. And that was a vision I had one morning. Right after New Year's Eve of 2010. Within that same week. Just that little time of the morning when you're just waking up, you're just remembering your dreams, you're not quite awake, you don't know you're remembering your dream.
Right.
And I saw myself in an elevator, and the doors opened, and it was in nature, and as I stepped out, the angels were saying, "This is it, this is paradise, 2010 is 2012, don't wait, the party." So I got up and I wrote the song, 2010 is 2012.
Wow.
So,
Stepping
off the elevator carefully, you have to make sure you're on the floor.
Ella Fitzgerald married Darth Vader. She'd be elevator.
Elevator. Elevator. And if
standing in the elevator with the door open.
Thank you. money
grows. Yay! And the crowd goes wild.
Wild crowd. So, folks, look around. If you don't feel your paradise, look for it. It's there.
All you have to do is open your eyes.
Open your eyes and want to see it.
Yep. That's all it takes.
There's an old saying that says, if you think you're right, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right.
Either way, you're right.
So as you think, so is your reality. So, Gary, what's a good joke? Tell me a good joke.
I don't know any good jokes.
All right.
Or just
good. Tell me some bad jokes. Yeah. Tell me some bad jokes.
Tell us a good joke. You've got you're the one with the jokes.
Well, the jokes. There's nothing but the jokes. The Swami jokes. Well, now that I think about it, I don't think about it. Well, I suppose that was a joke in and of itself.
Real quickly,
yeah.
Could you tell everyone your website?
Oh, yes. That is peaceandparadise.com. P-E-A-C-E-A-N-D, paradise, P-A-R-A-D-I-S-E, peaceandparadise.com. And everything's there. All my music, all these songs are there. You can listen to for free. Blogs, all my courses in Ayurveda, Vedic astrology. If you want readings in life purpose astrology, if health issues, instant permanent blessings, it's all there on this tiny itty bitty little card. Oops. That's for all you people from the old fractured fairy tale memories.
Right. It was before my time. I read about
it. He's a Swami, is quite a guy. He's
got some fantastic line of Ayurveda
herbs for healing, balancing, it'll cure whatever ails you. You're also on
Facebook, right? I'm on Facebook. Swami Sadashiva. I think you do too. Cowboy Swami Shaman. There's a song in everything. There's a song
in everything. In the bell there is a ring.
And all roads lead to Swami's house.
All right. Here's one. This I'll leave you with this blessing of peace, peace, peace.
Why were you born? Be in love with you, the purpose of all is.
take care of us. She's sufficient and will bless me. That's the girl. And the boy. And the kid. Oh, Johnson, 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 when you shot for Becky, you always pick the best. Choose your thoughts as carefully. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Swami.
Feel the love, feel the love. Feel
He's
the
an amazing man.
Joy.
And it's been an amazing experience staying here with him at his ashram. And if you have any other questions, just please check out his website. It's an amazing website. He's an amazing man. And we've got a great, amazing spiritual group here. So let's, in remaining hour or the last hour of the show, let's take things on up to altitude, shall we? Yeah, we're going up. And for those of you that stayed with me, thank you. A quick shout out to everyone. Let's see, we've got Daru 3. Heaven blessed. Holy Moses. Joseph Anthony Diaz in Puerto Rico. Reverend Wendy in Michigan. And RJ, your friend and his, my regular RJ Gumby. All right. There we go. Let's. I tried to upload a fresh mix into Blog Talk tonight, and I couldn't do it because we had internet issues. I'm not blaming Blog Talk, although it's probably their fault. Solar activity, a rainstorm here, all kinds of things. Who cares?
The dog ate the homework.
Anyway, I've got this mix. We're going to play it. What happens if I mash this button right here? What happens? Nothing.
Mashed potatoes.
Something's liable to happen. I don't know. Wait for it.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Come and see the show.
And the flag stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome, everybody. our DJ has only just begun.
That's right. He's only just begun. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you're here. The other side. I hadn't heard this one in forever, so I thought I'd play it. People of the South Wind, Kansas, which refers to the Cheyenne people, also known as the Shiela if you're Lakota. This one in a couple hundred years myself. KT Tunstall. Are you ready? Are you ready for that thing called love? Heard about the Midnight Rambler? There we go.
Yeah. Judy.
And now we have to stay away in the very old land of Oz.
Okay, so much for that. You know, it's really all right.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the freezer. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's all right. Doing the best you can. Well, it's all right. As long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe down the road.
Well, it's all right, even if to say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well,
somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the
purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that. And
it don't matter if you're by my side. I'm satisfied.
Well, it's alright, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's alright, you still got something to say. Well, it's alright, remember to live.
Time for a little Siegel Schwal band coming up.
Well, it's all right. We're going to the end of the line.
We don't have time for Siegel Schwal Band. Sorry about that, guys. But I want to thank you all. And thank you, Swami G, for being with Daddy G. And thank you all for being with me. And leaving you guys every Saturday night just hurts. It hurts so good. I'm talking about.